In the blink of an eye, everything can change. Blink, black car. Blink, windows roll down. Blink, music louder now. Blink, shots. Blink, too many. Blink, his friends and all their limbs running. Blink, his body hits the floor. Blink, it is summer in Harlem again. The block is hotter than usual, and everyone's skin is glowing. A 16-year-old boy has just been shot. I am 13. I am locked outside of my building, grasping my tropical fantasy for dear life, trying not to pee myself. My friend disappeared the second she heard the first pop. I, still, in limbo, trying to decide whether it was a firework or a gunshot. After the 4th of July, they're indecipherable. It was a gunshot. It was many. I wished myself away and closed my eyes in hopes that whoever just shot the boy in the white tee wouldn't be looking to clean up any witnesses. Blink.
Mommy, they shot a boy downstairs. He was young but older than me, and all his friends ran away and I was locked out and I saw them do it. What if they come back for me? He's lying there on the concrete. What if they come back for me? What if he dies? Mommy, I saw them do it. They shot him. There's blood everywhere. They shot him. And all his friends ran away. They shot him. What if he dies? Mommy, what if he dies?
Blink. I am in my living room. I do not recall how I got here, but I managed to get into the building and up the 5 flights of stairs to my mother, fragile in her skin, watching novelas on the couch. She lets me cry. She lets me scream. But she eventually turns to me and says, "Nana, this happens every day. You are alive, okay? You are alive. Relax." And shifts her body ever so slightly to face the television. Blink. I can hear his mother screaming. It sounds like she is bleeding from her throat. Her cries are long. Her breath is short. I'm in my room crying with her. Blink. I find myself in the middle of a prayer. Urine fresh down my leg. Fear crippling my body. No doubt in my mind that he is dead. I hear sirens. A sound that usually riddles my body with anxiety is now a lullaby. Perhaps he is still alive. Perhaps they can save him. The sirens sound, and for a second, I let myself think that he still has a chance, that his last breath has yet to escape him. I imagine the ambulance doors flying open. 5 people rushing to his aid, slowly removing the bullets and caressing the wounds, punching him in the chest if they have to, breaking his ribs if they have to, anything to keep him alive, just like they do on TV. I see them attempt everything. I see him come to. I see them lay his body soft on the stretcher. I see them find his mother. She is crying, but hopeful. He is bleeding, but alive. They rush him to the hospital. He lives. 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 Blink. I hear sirens, and for the first time in my life, I pray for them to turn onto our street. They do not. The police did not come for 4 hours. They did not come until there were limbs to collect, when it could have been a life. I do not know why they didn't rush to this like the emergency that it was, like they do on TV. Though, the survivors on television are always white. I suppose reality is no better. He bled out on the concrete, despite the summer heat. It took 3 days for the blood to dry. The sound of his mother's screams haunt me from time to time, like a song that lives on your tongue that you cannot name. I do not know his name, but I will carry him with me for the rest of my life, a legacy beyond the pavement.